Thank you. Dear panelists, dear participants, our intervention will focus on what we have transboundary activities, what we've done till now, and suggestion. So on the beginning, let us thank the Implementation Committee for their support on the mediation process, providing us with a proposal of several steps to improve the current situation regarding the construction of small hydropower plants on the Albanian side of the Cijevna Cermi River, which is declared a natural monument on the Montenegrin side and is of great importance for the biodiversity on this area. We have accepted the recommendations for establishing a joint technical working group and a shared monitoring system and data exchange between Montenegro and Albania. As a result, Albania has agreed to prepare a draft document for monitoring and data exchange. What additionally concerns us is the possibility of new requests for the construction of small hydropower plants in Albania, which could further increase the cumulative impact on the Montenegrin side. Therefore, our goal is to establish a monitoring and information exchange mechanism as soon as possible, allowing us to track specific parameters before and after construction. We believe that Albania should freeze the permitting process for small hydropower plants on the Cijevna Cermi River until a monitoring and data exchange system is established, as defined in a jointly signed document. We consider this to be the foundation for the ongoing monitoring of jointly defined parameters. While we understand the obligation under the ESPO Convention and the capacity of small hydropower plants failing under its mechanism, we must emphasize that, regardless of this, both Montenegro and Albania signed a framework agreement in 2018, which is binding for both parties. Article 9 of the signed agreement stipulates that all water facilities should be jointly maintained in good condition. Water facilities should be operated in agreement. Changes to existing or new water facilities should be carried out in mutual agreement. And all planned actions that may affect the sustainable water management on one party's territory should be harmonized. We do not wish to hinder the economic development of another country, but we also do not want to ourselves a disservice if there is a negative cumulative impact, in our case, on the Montenegrin side. We do not want to find ourselves in a situation where we have new requests for approval for the construction of small hydropower plants without knowing the cumulative impact of three bills and three planned small hydropower plants in this area. Taking into account the joint activities between Montenegro and Albania so far, cooperation and honesty are key to this entire process. If there is a willingness, solution can always be found. Regarding the draft documents, good practice and lessons learned in transboundary data sharing, we should have in mind duration of establishing on monitoring and data sharing system. Our suggestion is to have deadline on establishing of monitoring and data sharing system, because if one of the parties don't have interest to do that, we don't have mechanism to encourage them to do that, and the process will be in standby. Therefore, on this occasion, we would like to thank the Implementation Committee once again for the support they have provided throughout the mediation process, hoping that we will soon receive a draft document from the Albanian side in the spirit of good neighborly relations, establishing a monitoring system and data exchange as an essential mechanism and outcome of our joint cooperation. Thank you.
Thank you for this information.